This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy, Johnny G. What's up, bitches? Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty Studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, where you at, dog? Oh, it looks like my guest may have sat on him and crushed him. Joining me also in the High and Mighty Studios, first time solo guest, but one of my favorites and a podcast host in his own right, or co-host or sidekick, whatever you call yourself, Mike Mitchell, bitches.
Sidekick, what the fuck?
I still can't stop roasting you, even though I'm excited. Made you drive to my apartment.
I don't want to give out your location of where you live.
Yeah.
But you're going to come over and live closer to me.
No shit. So that way you can be on the podcast more. If I lived any closer to you, I would text you every day and be like, can I be on Doughboys today?
And we'd say
I'm starving. Do you have a bunch of fucking off-brand sodas I can drink? I'm so thirsty.
Weiger would be like, the Doughboys credit card is like, we owe tons of, it's like $6,000 this month.
How'd you order Carl's Jr. three times in one day? And so I just keep coming over with post-mating everything.
It would be a better show.
Did you
that
give Gabris the Doughboys credit card info? Because... We have a daily charge of fucking $200 coming in.
In-N-Out shares our account now. So they're just on the account.
I get a per diem even though I'm not working with you guys anymore.
Oh, you should just come on. We should just have you over. If you lived nearby, we probably would rely on
you. I would probably have
you.
To do way too many. Yeah.
Yeah, you would hate it. I think you would maybe hate it.
All right. As long as you take me on tour with you, because driving in a car with you is thrilling. we'll get into the topic of this episode because it sort of came up on one of our car rides through Texas last year. But let's before we do that, let's do some five-star reviews of my podcast. As always, listeners, if you rate me 5 stars and then roast me in the comments, I will read it on air. It's a good way. It's a good way to get 5 stars. It's really an obvious cash grab here, but
wouldn't they give you 5 stars anyway?
They should, but yeah. Now they like are instigated to log on, and I really don't even know how any of this shit works, so it doesn't matter.
Can I open up my drink quickly?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
It's a can of gravy.
You're having mushroom gravy. I'm having chicken gravy because 'tis the season. All right, so this review is called This Guy from Dickie McJingles. Grape Apis is pretty funny, but I could totally understand why he's not successful.
Jesus Christ. Who's this guy? How successful is this guy?
He's probably pretty successful if he's like logging on to iTunes to make a comment on my podcast. Oh, it's Dickie McJingles, the CEO of Goldman Sachs. This is from MattPat822. Feels Bad is the name of his review. Janga Brush, which is, I guess, a John Gabris pun, talks about his failed dreams and really puts a damper on your day. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
It should be uplifting.
It should be. This is from Hudson225, and the review is called Fat Beard. Like a pre-fame Chumley from Pawn Stars without the comedic timing.
This guy's funny.
That guy was good. Good work, Hudson225. Chumley, that's a deep cut. Like, I know I don't even have to tell me. I don't even have to watch Pawn Stars, but I bet I look like a couple of guys on Pawn Stars.
you're really good with deep cuts because on the road, when we were in Texas on the road this last year, you brought up the two babies from Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah, Bobo and Little Debbie. That's me and you.
Me and you were Bobo and Little Debbie. And I've always like made jokes about those two fat babies, but I never knew their names. And you, of course, knew both their names.
It's hard not to know literally every single fat person, because that's like when you look in the mirror, you just see them all.
Bobo and Little Debbie, they're like inhuman.
I know. I'm so close to that physique, though. It's only a matter of time before you and I are riding tricycles in the fucking Guinness Book of World Records. I think Weiger called us that. The fat twins of the Guinness Book of World
Records. Wearing diapers like Bobo and Little Debbie.
All right. Here's one last one from Tall Baby 21. Title is College. I got offered a spot on the Marist tennis team and always regretted not going there until I started listening to Cutlet Stuffed Real Housewife of New Jersey stepson parody John Gabras gleefully yell at his guests about playing grab ass with his MAGA frat boy rugby friends. Even though I'm 36 and work at a liquor store in Nebraska, I know I made the right choice avoiding going to the same school as this real life sitcom fat schlub with an attractive wife.
Well, I never thought of that, but that's a very funny take on you. A real life sitcom, man.
I'm the real King of Queens. I'm the Prince of Nassau. I should do that. A parody.
I think
of
you
King
could
Queens
do that
Prince
show.
Of Nassau.
Yeah. I think that you could just sell that show for real. And then, like, it would be.
It's like King of Queens, but 20 minutes east. Mitch, thanks so much for coming on High and Mighty, dude.
Of course.
It's insane for you to get, like, out of your house. And for the listeners, it's 11 a.m., which is early for us to be recording and early for you to be dressed.
There is still sleep in my eyes. I think you can probably tell. But you know what?
Your eyes open to almost an eighth of an inch when you're fully awake. Self-consciously rubbing your eyes as I said
that. I was trying to get them more open. They're kind of getting more open.
There you go.
I feel like today was the easiest because it's the holidays.
Right.
It was the easiest day to travel. You forget how shitty the city is until it's like around the holidays, and then you're like, I can go anywhere I want to.
Yeah, like if you're at home, if you're staying in LA over Christmas, you can go to Venice every day. Like you can commute to fucking Marina and you're fine.
It's fucking great. If it reminds me of being like, I'm like, this is what Quincy is like the rest of the year.
Right. It's like Long Island is pretty trafficy. It's like famously kind of trafficky and annoying.
Yeah,
but you don't have to you don't have to drive two towns over. Except
Long Island's annoying in any way.
Yeah, believe it or not. You'd be surprised. There's a reason all these fucking upper middle class white people have some serious anger in them. That's because the bagel store is a town over. MAGA.
Has that hit? I think a lot of people it bums me out when a lot of Boston people are MAGA. And
it really and it's true in Long Island. There's a bunch.
Is there really?
Yeah, like
because that's like it's like a liberal, right? Like it's like
close to New York City, but not in the year.
Like really?
It's like 40 years behind New York City, but like 25 minutes away by train.
I thought
It's the people who live so close to the greatest city in the world and don't go to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's the people who are like, New York City, fuck that place. It's got too many people in it. And we're like, we know what kind of people you're referring to. Because Long Island is crowded too. Just you can choose what kind of people are in that crowd depending on where you go.
That's Boston is like that's the similar thing of like we're like let's just hang out in Quincy and then it's like Boston is like 10 minutes away, right? But we're gonna go to some place where like a guy is dying in the bathroom from doing too much coke, which is almost impossible.
It's so true though. It's like guys, you can go to the city and see that. I'm not going all the way into New York City. What is that, a train ride? I was like, there's a handful of people who commute this every single day. But like, you won't go there to see a band you like. You're going to miss out on. I'm waiting till they come to the Coliseum, bro. Well, we wanted to talk about, because it is the end of the year, and we had a real State of the Union address in the car ride.
Yes.
We sort of got... Weiger mentions it. Maybe you'll hear it on the Dallas episode. Was that the Dallas episode?
Yes, it was the last. It was the last, yeah, last
Weiger
show.
Brought up that you and I had a really, like, sad... we had a plaque-ridden heart-to-heart. a severely overworked heart-to-heart.
I felt like at that point, too, I could... I don't know about you, but at that part of the tour, I could like feel my blood just like slowly making its way through my body into my extremities.
Like I could have closed my eyes like Yoda and just died. Like I could have like, I knew it was my time to go, but I fought on to do the last leg of that Doughboy show. But right, didn't you feel like, I'm like, if I, I could probably go home to the Airbnb and pass away.
If
like the based on what I've been eating and drinking, I could just simply close my eyes. And that leads you to getting even more depressing about how you feel, because
yeah.
It's the end of the year. You didn't accomplish physically, and I'm speaking for myself here. So
No, me too.
Yeah, we didn't accomplish what we intended to do physically in 2017. And it's like I've known for a decade what I need to do, and I'm unable to do it for some reason. And then the year is winding down. We're talking about, fuck, we didn't get to do what we want physically. We've eaten at fast food and or self-enjoying meals for the sake of just enjoying, not even for the podcast, and sitting in a crowded car driving for like, we did that for 4 days.
With Dustin
and Nick. You got a couple of fucking, we're all over the personality charts from two people with one and two people without personalities.
I was going to say our dark cloud didn't get any brighter with Dustin.
Right,
there.
Exactly. Yeah, with Dustin and Weiger in the back seat. Weiger, do you have any emotions for this? Tears shooting horizontally out of his eyes. Why? Why
right?
was I programmed to feel love?
I was going to say that if you close your eyes and disappeared like Yoda, I would that would be a great moment for me to just see you dissolve.
You're like,
Gabrus is gone?
Oh, shit. That might open up some pilot season spots. Dying for you and Gemberling to go down some heart disease.
I think Gemberling is a funny, well, because he's, I mean, he's also very, very funny. He's right. He's the king, I guess, right?
Is he of these
roles?
I think unfortunately it's Josh Gad, right?
Oh my God, we're Josh. But he's Gad like another guy level. That we have to deal with.
Everyone, all my comments are about Josh Gad.
Someone said that you sounded like. You don't think you sound like Josh?
I
Gad?
Don't sound like Josh Gad.
You don't sound like
he's
Josh
a fucking
Gad
Broadway singer. I'm a fucking Goomba.
I feel like with all the fat guys I know, I feel like they all do different things.
Right.
Like I feel like Gemberling is different from you, is different from me,
right.
is different from some other
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a really sad sentence, but we're talking about like this is exactly what minorities talk about in Hollywood, where it's like, we're not just black people. A Tony Rock is different from this person, is different from this person, you know? And we're like, us fat people have our own differences too, but we are fat, white, straight males. We're from an era when fat was considered diversity on TV, you know, where they're like, well, we'll have one character that's not conventionally attractive instead of a minority.
I do think this, and obviously. And obviously, if you're a person of color, if you're a woman, it's obviously worse.
It's way harder.
It's way harder, of course. But I will say being a fat person is the one thing where people think that they like can just say that you're fat to you.
Right.
They're just like, you fat fuck. I'm like, right. This is like weird. It's crazy.
Often the character description you get in when you get an audition is upsetting, embarrassing, and humiliating.
Oh, it is. 100%.
It's like,
and also what you
Dale,
do.
Dale, comma, a pig. You know, like, oh. Dale, 30s, disgusting. You're like, oh, come on.
And then you're going to be like, you know, I trade my mom's soul for a sandwich, like, in the audition. Right. You're like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to say this.
I one time auditioned for a pilot that was, like, a police procedural where the nephew was, like, this big dummy and went with his uncle on these cases, and his uncle was, like, a big detective. And there's a scene where he's, like, looking over the evidence. He's like, hey, wasn't there a bagel here a minute ago? And the character I am is eating the bagel, and the detective goes, there was blood all over that. And I'm like, oops. And it's like, I'm like in the audition, like my character is so fat. He saw a bagel on the floor next to a dead body and he starts eating it. And there was blood on it and he didn't notice. Like, I don't want to play that character.
That's actually, I almost think maybe this show is funny.
Yeah, I was like, I should hope they reboot it.
Was this True Detective before?
Yeah, this is True Detective
they
season.
They went with a thin guy like usual.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be McConaughey eats a blood-covered bagel, and then it was just me and him testing at the end. Time is a flat circle. Like, imagine you just go in, all right, well, you... It's like the Chippendale sketch. It's like the two people left are Mike Mitchell and Matthew McConaughey. Like, wait a minute. We're just looking for alliterative M names.
You are, yeah, that, I mean, that's fun. Cause I wonder if people, I wonder if like the casual listener knows the story of that Chippendale sketch of like, that it like depressed Farley.
I know.
Like, and like a lot of people are like, he was like bummed out after that.
A lot of people are bummed. It bummed him out that that was like a lot of people's favorite sketch.
Yeah.
Because the joke of that sketch is that he's...
has a gross, a fat, gross body.
Right, yeah. And it's
which
like,
they say, by the way. Yeah.
I think they do... They soften a little bit, right? Don't they say like, I think we're going to have to go with whatever Swayze's character's name is. He just has a more traditionally attractive look and physique, right?
Yeah, they soften a little bit, but then... And then like they also like go... And then like Neilan like goes hard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you're like fat. And like I think he like is like very mean to him also.
Right, and that's a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of disheartening for me when I found that out about Farley, is that he was sensitive about his weight.
Yeah. But which is crazy. I mean, because he like... it seemed like he made jokes
so
about
confident.
It.
Right. Yeah. And but we can both attest to, you know, just because I'm so funny and okay with calling myself fat doesn't mean I don't have a full blown panic attack when my wife needs me to dress nicer for her company holiday party.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep trying on shirts and they don't no longer fit me, or they look stupid on me because I'm so fat and I can't button the top button, and I just have a full blown panic. And if you look underneath that chair, it's about 8 button down shirts that no longer fit.
This
happened on Friday. We are recording on a Monday. This happened Friday night before my wife's holiday party. She's like, "What's the matter?" And I was like, "Nothing. This fits me anymore." And I was so mad, but I'm like, I'm the fun fat guy. Da, da,
da, da, da. That's so funny that you say that, because that is 100% a thing that I deal with that all, like just like looking, and like people are like, your uniform, you said it to me today, you're like, yeah, you're in your uniform.
Right, because it's like, honestly, like I get a new shirt and it fits because I bought it to fit, and then I'm like, well, I gotta wear this shirt. Like someone
it
like called
when those shirts that you buy to fit, that you wear all the time, then eventually don't fit. That's,
I know.
That's
and then you're like, fuck, now I'm like, I'm peak. I'm like just able to get into Ralph Lauren double X's.
Yeah.
And, but I'm like on the tail end of it. Like it's getting a little hard to button over the belly. And that's, now I'm going to have to start going to like fucking, you know, big and tall shops, or like the weird off brand companies that make triple X button downs.
Triple X is the triple X. It's fun when it's a movie, but not when it's fucking size.
Triple X is fun when it's a movie or it's a rating on a category on Pornhub, but it's terrible when it's on a tag in your shirt.
It can't be a tag. Once you step over to, because I've thought the same thing too. I'm like, and I do have my mom has bought me like for Christmas has bought me like a triple X shirt, and I'm like, oh, feels nice when I put it on.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit. Well, and there is a reason why, you know, every kind of like the white guy style is plaid shirts.
Yeah.
But if you are overweight, your best bet is plaid shirts, because you need like patterns to like disassociate what, so you don't look like a big blue sail or something like that. So you don't look like fucking you wear a red shirt and everyone's like calls you Kool-Aid. You need to wear a plaid shirt, a button down. You can look burly instead of heavy set. You know, you can even heavy set is the kind word, right? Like burly, stocky, thick, heavy set. Those are the adjectives I want. Instead, I'm dumpy, fat, sad.
It bums me out where I, and you're right, I talk about how I lost weight all the time in college.
Right.
A decade ago.
I did it once in between senior year of high school and freshman year of college. I lost like 50 pounds, got into the best shape of my life. And then I did it again about 7 years ago in Brooklyn when I got into CrossFit and started power. So I talk about those two times a lot because they were truly when I felt great.
Yeah. There's two things. One thing that I was going to ask you about is, when I still felt I wasn't confident for me, and I think I'm a little bit different in that I didn't even have like in my like I think through college I didn't have
even
much
when
confidence.
You were in shape, you thought your head looked too big.
I thought
you were not confident.
I was not confident in myself. I still thought I was too big even when I was at my thinnest.
Well, that's the other thing too, is like when I was in shape, I was considered fat amongst my friends. But
yes,
and I was
that's
like,
that's what I was going to ask you about. Yeah. That's crazy because I had the same thing too, where like I was like talking about losing weight in college, and like a college buddy was like, "You're always a big guy though, right?" Like when I was like, "Man, when I lost weight, it grew." I thought that I was like, I literally thought I was like as thin as I could be. I was under 200 pounds.
Right.
Which for me is crazy.
I haven't been under 200 pounds. I got down to 195 my freshman year of college again, but I was like 235 when I started my senior year of high school. And then I was 205 by halfway through freshman year of college. Some of it was muscle, and then I never went below 200 again. And now I haven't been below 300 in about a year and a half, and that's humiliating.
I know.
299 is not hard to get to.
I'm over 300.
But you haven't weighed yourself since you got to 3, right? But I haven't weighed
myself. My trainer, Jason, knows my number.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, because I was like, he would.
But you didn't want to know?
I didn't want to know the number, but I think that he would have told me if it was under 300, because I was like, don't tell me what the number is. I was like, I can't know that I'm over 300.
Right. If you were 298, he would be like, well, Mike, good news. You're working hard. You're 298.
And which probably would have scared me into be like, I got to like, but he was just like, I'll tell you someday. I was like, fuck, I'm over 300. I know it.
That happened to me too. I broke 300 pounds. And I was like, I was so upset with myself, and I just didn't do anything about it. And then like 5 months went by, and I just kept telling, I was like 295, 300. I just kept telling everyone I was 295. And then one time I said to my wife, Tiff, I was like, yeah, I'm like 295. She goes, you haven't weighed yourself. And when's the last time you weighed yourself? I'm like, I don't know, like 5 months ago. And she's like, and you haven't really exercised at all, right? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, and you think you're still 295? And I was like, no, I got, she's like, I mean, don't you feel like you've put on weight? I'm like, yeah, but I probably stayed around 295. I got on the scale and it said like 323. And I was like, I gained like 20 pounds like by accident. That is so much weight. But when it is, when you weigh 320 pounds, mm-hmm. 20 pounds is only 1/16 your body weight.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
And you can lose that 20 pounds probably quicker than
someone who's 160 can lose 10 pounds.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. You could lose that 20 pounds maybe in a month.
Right,
like
right.
That's intense, but it's a possibility.
And then not too long ago, I really dedicated myself for like 2 months, and I ate super clean and even exercised a little bit. And it was right up leading up to the chicken nugget power hour.
You looked great too.
I was feeling great.
I remember because I've been going to a trainer, and I've been like trying for like a year, but I'll get into why my shit doesn't work. But I was like, fuck, Gabriel looks like he lost more weight than me immediately.
And like, I did. I had lost like 16 pounds.
Damn,
all right. In like 3 or 4 weeks of really trying hard. Like maybe it was more like 2 months. And like really trying hard. And I got on the scale and I had lost 16 pounds. And Tiffany was like, that is amazing. And I'm like, I fucking better have lost weight because I truly felt like I sacrificed for the first time.
Yeah.
Like I really went without and I skipped things I wanted. And I was like, holy shit, it works. And I felt amazing. And we'll get into your stuff in a second because this is my big thesis statement of this. There was a period of time when I was not eating grains. I think I have a gluten allergy, as my doctor may have told me. Uh-huh. I was not eating grains. I was waking up shitting once or twice and going about my day. Mm-hmm. I felt great. I was sleeping great. I had high energy. I was dropping pounds. I was going to the gym in the mornings and then feeling amazing for the rest of the day. And not only physically, like I was carrying myself differently. Like I was confident. I was going into auditions feeling better. I was going, my GI tract was doing better and I was mentally doing better. And then I stopped it all about 3 months ago and haven't been able to.
Yeah. What made you stop? I get stopping.
The classic like, oh, I didn't go this couple of days. Yeah. I didn't go this couple of days. The next thing you know, it's been 5 weeks since you've exercised.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds, probably to some listeners, that makes total sense. And to some listeners, that's insane. Like, exercising is such a major part of your life. Keep that, please.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get back to there. Like,
I don't know if I'll ever be a guy that's... I want to be a guy, though, who at least is, like, going 2 to 3 times a week.
And you are now. Yeah, and you have been for a while.
I am doing that. But that's also, like...
But imagine if you weren't.
Yeah.
Imagine if you weren't, what would happen? Yeah, you would be like, solo.
I never knew that at one point I would relate to Jabba and all the fat characters that are evil.
No, all
evil
I ever wanted to be was characters. Luke my whole life. And then someone's like, I think you're Jabba. I talked about this the other night at my show. Like when we were growing up, I wanted to be Mouth in the Goonies because he was like the wise talker and he was kind of smart and like funny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be Mouth. And all my friends are like, you're Chunk. And I'm like, but I want to be Mouth. And they're like, you're a chunk. I'm like, but I'm like the funniest one out of us. I speak Spanish like he does. And they're like, yeah, but you're fat. And that's when I felt that moment. Like when you hear like a woman can't do that job. It's like, but I'm very smart. I'm like, well, you're a woman. That's, I felt just like the first pang of, that's when I felt truly discriminated. Again, upper middle class, fat, white, straight man complaining about society.
There is, I think that there is, the two isms that don't get talked about, which is, sounds like a guy who's like, look, racism and sexism are the worst.
Right.
But
next up is white genocide. I want to say
sizeism is in there. It's way lower down the list because you can do something about it, obviously.
Right.
But like people are people are mean about your size. It's weird.
People they know you're fat. Like
they know you're, and then sometimes people are just, you're going to be big. I mean, that's the other thing. My mom gave me that talk where she was like, you're never going to be like a thin, smaller man. Like she told me this. She's like, I just don't like you being like a thin man just isn't going to happen.
If I lost 100 pounds,
yeah,
I would weigh 225 or something like
yeah.
that. Like, and that's like, you know, a big kid, a big person.
Of course,
but I would
yeah.
feel like, imagine if you lost 100 pounds, how good you would feel.
I couldn't even see you as
but that's the thing. You don't, could lose 50 pounds
yeah.
and still be the biggest guy on
yeah.
you could lose 50 pounds and still be so much bigger than the rest of your castmates on Love that you still are.
That's true.
You are still that character, Randy.
Yeah, right? Randy, yeah.
You're still fat. You're Randy, you're fat, it's funny, but you're able to like wear more comfortable clothes. You're able to take 2 flights of stairs in one run instead of stopping halfway.
You're 100%, and also I think it could even be like 80. It could be like 80 pounds.
I know for a fact I could lose 80 pounds. I'd still weigh 250. It's not like my shoulders are gonna get smaller. I'm gonna still look like a big. I must weigh 330 now. I'm gonna weigh myself after this.
Are you really?
Yeah, and I'm gonna blow my head off in front of you.
I can't.
I'd be like, here's the quickest way to lose weight, and I'm gonna take a fucking shotgun, put it under my chin. Kurt Cobain diet.
I'm like, without his head, he weighs like 260.
Yeah, I know. It turns out he had double skull.
That would be me. That was a joke for me.
Right.
I have a gigantic skull head. But I feel like when I see people, like I'm just seeing people lose. I see people lose weight all the time, and it's that funny thing to see someone who's like bigger than you. And I see it all the time, like online and stuff, like people who are bigger than you and then they lose weight and they like look great and you're the same size just watching. Like I've seen yeah. them start, like friends start and finish and be like, right. I'm at my goal weight.
Yeah. And then you're like, it's something I couldn't do. Who has the time to do this? I could never really turn my, I'm too, it's not actually going to happen. And then like while you're just laying your levels of building your wall of excuses around you.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I can't. Well, I am kind of a, well, this is kind of the way I'm supposed to look. Oh, it's actually better that I get work done instead of going to the, and you just keep piling up the excuses and around you, your friends who are, you know, we're in our mid 30s now. Like people are getting older. They're like, I got to get my shit together. And they're like losing weight or getting into like healthy hobbies and shit like that.
There'll be girls who I talk to or something that like, I'm like maybe a girl like I flirted with or something who's like, I'm going to lose weight. And then like, I watch her lose weight and then she's like, I have a boyfriend now. Bye. And she's yeah. gone. And I'm like, oh yeah, you did this. I watched all this happen as I was like eating McDonald's. I was like yeah. watching it like a show.
It's yeah. You're like zoomed out. Why? Yeah. I don't know what it is. And so I have to find out what
that story, by the way, literally has happened. That was literally happened to me.
I 100% believe you. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, and I need to find out what is this thing that I'm putting in front of me from like, it's like I haven't even like gone for long walks like in the last like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Cardio is that is one of the hardest things for me to do. But I'm in the same spot. So I'll say what's wrong with me recently.
Yeah.
Is that the thing of like, first of all, the shirt, you nailed it with the shirt thing. I think that's a thing that every big person
I want
to
wear cool clothes.
Yeah. I just want to fit in my fucking clothes.
You know what? I don't want to wear cool clothes. I want to feel comfortable in even the clothes I have.
I don't know if I could ever. J. Crew is like, what is their last pant size? Is 32?
Oh, no.
Or something, or 34?
It's probably 38 or 36, and it's still not enough.
All right, still not enough.
Because I like just size made the jump from like 40 to 42, and I hate myself for it. I can't even fit in a size 40 Old Navy cargo shorts, which used to be my go-to.
Oh, I'm a 42. Yeah. I've been a 42, I feel like, for a while.
I remember.
I evened out at 42, luckily. It's never gone, like, but it's been there for like 3 years.
Yeah, but that's because also we're evened out at 42, but to be honest, our guts go over our waist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt. My gut is like a 72.
Is hard on me. Yeah. My gut, it just sits on top. And then it's just like, oh, all right, well, you keep going.
So basically that shirt thing is one. Two is like going to the doctor, and I go to your doctor now, by the way, because you
switched to him.
Yeah, I switched to Dr. Spar, we'll just call him.
Yeah.
We'll
just call him his name.
which is his name. But I went in with him, and I remember I just don't know my weight, but I didn't want to get on the scale. So I was like, I weighed myself this morning. I lied. And I said, I weighed 293 or something. I lied. I had to. I couldn't hear the over 300. I couldn't
do
it.
So you didn't get on the scale?
So
they let you slide?
They let me slide. So, but that's like another reason. I'm like afraid to go to the doctor because
now when you go back, they'll be like, let's weigh you. And you're like, you put on 40 pounds. You're like, no, I lied last time I was here. You're like, that's worse. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm supposed to make an appointment for the new year, and I kind of want to make it for like April and really try to like drop a few pounds before I go in there, because all he's told me was like, and that's the other thing we're not talking about, which now that we're talking about doctors, we could talk about. Yeah, it's like, I want my shirts to fit. I want to look cool. I want to get, I want you to be able to see my muscles. I want to be able to wear a shirt, no shirt, confidently. But also now, I want to like be alive longer.
I know.
Yeah, I'm 20 years away from the age my dad was when he died.
Yeah.
Or 19.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a kid yet, and I want to.
Yeah.
So I don't want to die when my kid turns 18.
Yeah. No.
So, and I think like I could probably start laying some groundwork to add years to my life now.
Yeah. Maybe that's the difference between you and I. I'm cool with dying.
Yeah. Well, that's but you don't want to actually.
I don't die. Actually want to die. I'm kidding.
I know. But you're like, we don't have something to live for necessarily.
There is like this fun. Like I want to live, and I of course like, yeah, I want to have a family and a kid someday. I think, but I do just want to like be healthy enough to live, but also live comfortably. Like that's the other thing too, is like for me recently, like I'm like, oh, I never feel like I get a good night's sleep. I do have a CPAP machine.
I'm not at that level yet, but I'm not far.
The CPAP machine. I mean,
sleeping is the only thing that I can do correctly. We talked about this on the
trip. Yes. And I'm very jealous of that because I've now
since shared a bedroom with you, and
you've heard me snore.
Yeah, I've heard you snore, and that's, it doesn't bother me because I could sleep through anything, but it's one of those things where it's like, that's a marker, right? Like if you wake yourself up snoring a couple of times. Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. But I think that, and this sounds like an excuse, but I think my dad had it. Like, I think that I have sleep apnea anyways.
Right. Which is something you got to take care of even if you're not. You can get it if you're not fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens more in fat people because of like the mucous membrane or whatever.
For sure. And it's gotten way worse with me. And like, but it is that funny thing of people being like Mitch is lazy, which I am. But then also on top of that, I'm like, I'm fucking tired all the time.
Right.
And I sleep less probably than Weiger does in a way.
Right.
My co-host Weiger.
Who has insomnia. I mean, I guess if you're listening to High and Mighty, you know who.
You know who Weiger is. Yeah. Oh, that's Weiger. True. Well, Jesus
Weiger
Christ.
Weiger may have created a legend for himself on my podcast.
That's why he can't fucking sleep at night.
Just choking on his dick.
I'm choking on my throat. He's choking on his dick.
And I'm choking on a fucking slider that I placed in there right before bed.
But the sleeping one is bad, and I'm tired.
That's really bad, because that's the shit that you find out is like, you're every night you go to every night you undersleep mm-hmm. is like you're putting a tally mark next to like you should die earlier.
Oh yeah. It's
and whether it's because you're overweight or because you have sleep apnea, whatever it is, it's something you need to take care
of. And like my weight is only just hurting me with this shit. Right. So I gotta lose weight for that just because I'm so tired and I'm just sick of feeling tired. But then also like my extremities will feel like tight. Like I'll get, you know, this feeling of like salt when you eat too much salt or something and it feels like your hands are like tight to move or something. Yeah. I get feelings like that all the time.
Do you drink a lot of water?
I don't. I need to drink more water. You only drink water.
The only healthy things I do is that I don't really drink anything besides alcohol, coffee or water.
Yeah.
I don't drink any soft drinks or anything or really any juices all too often.
That's so impressive because I like crave like, sometimes I only feel like the way I'm get like my thirst is quenched is like with a Gatorade or something like I need
and that's something you need to like change.
I know
that was something I changed when I first dropped all my weight was like just lose the
liquid
idea.
Calories. Yeah. Are the worst. They're really
it's
really
so
bad.
Easy. Yeah,
I know. But it's for me it's like the hardest thing. It's maybe the hardest thing of all. Like that is that's one of the hardest things to change.
Right.
But I also am like the doctor told me I like beginning signs of like fatty liver and then like. So like,
are you like also pre-diabetic? I'm almost pre-diabetic.
Oh yeah, I mean like for sure because of just of the weight I'm at and stuff. Right. I for sure am, but like just the fact of like I don't feel good, like going to the bath like I was around you and I know that you can use the bathroom a few times in a day. I can't. My issue is that I can't go more often than not, and I have IBS.
My issue is that I've like never really finished. I have IBSD, and I think you have IBSC, right?
Yeah. I think I have like constipation and diarrhea. I think I have both of them.
You got the faucet that goes either closed or wide open.
Exactly, 100%. That's 100% what it is.
I've described my shitting like Deadliest Catch. I just get on the toilet and they pull the net and fucking things just pour out. It's like a boot and it's a fucking shark bones. They don't have bones, right? They're cartilage.
That will be like, especially like nerves affected too. But when you're talking about mental stuff too, I was just like, oh man, that is like the mental stuff like hits home for me because I'm like I have like been in a good place and gone in for auditions and like done better and like been in a better mental state. Like when I'm healthy and I know exactly what it is and I haven't been there in like years, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
and is it chicken or egg, right? Are you happy because you exercise and take care of yourself or, when you're happy, do you take care of yourself? You know what I mean? Like, what's happening first?
Yeah.
And I think it's a combination of both. And I think that's why in the new year, I need, like, therapy and nutrition. I need to, like, figure. Because I don't know. And it's funny because, like, I know I was literally more productive. My stomach felt better. I was sleeping better. I felt better. I was getting fucking great wood, getting some great erections.
Oh, yeah. My dick has not worked well at all.
My dick still works, but not as good as it used to. And of course, we're in like dog years of your dick getting worse. It's like your mid-30s. Like that's when your dick really falls off. Then you add like 100 pounds of like
I didn't even
fucking
use it much.
Jellied blood that you're fucking... The fucking
jelly
bisque
blood
that we have running through our hemoglobin bisque I have in my fucking capillaries.
That is very accurate. It does. It feels like that.
Well, because you need to get better blood flow to get a better erection, right? And it's like, and then you feel like, also, I tried when we were on tour, I was like, oh, I should send my wife a dick pic would be like a funny or hot or cool thing to do. And it's like, you can't be flattering naked. Like it's.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like. It's one thing to be like, I'm not comfortable with my body, but like, if you can't like get, like I tried to trim my pubic hair the other day and it's like nearly impossible. I have to like,
holding
I can't see
stomach.
It.
Yeah.
I have to like fucking, I have to like Weiger myself and like remove two ribs just so I can see my own dick.
I feel like the like sex drive and stuff definitely has gone down. And like I said to you, like, I was like, man, like I didn't like use my penis a lot when I was in my
20s. Right.
And now like this is like
now my, I want to now, or, now, or have the ability to. There's people who are interested in your penis.
Exactly. And it's that sort of thing of like you're saying, like you do feel those like the dog days of like, oh no, like it's this is it's about to get worse. It's not going to get any better.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, I need to be healthy so that I can, so that things are.
You're talking about wanting to have a kid down the line.
Exactly. Yeah.
If this- and say you started dating the one today.
Yeah.
You would maybe, you know, get married in engaged, married, couple years, have a kid in a couple years. So imagine trying to have a kid minimum 3 years from now.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of yourself.
And more realistically, imagine
trying
years.
To have sex in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. And so that stuff is like, and just like, you're, I think you're right, just with like the mental, just being in a good mental place.
Like, if you'd lost 15 pounds and felt better about yourself, you would like, that would shine through to like women and the opposite, or whatever gender you're interested in attracting.
And like just jobs and stuff
right.
like that.
You just walk into like the casting director doesn't care if you are 320 or 300.
Yeah.
But if you walk in at 300 and feel better about yourself and aren't like winded from like the fucking ramp up, like
yeah.
Like, I went to go play poker at my friend's house last night, and he lives at like the, not even like a steep hill, but just up a little bit of a hill. And I parked at the bottom of the hill because that's where the parking was. And I had to like pause outside of his house for like a minute. I was humiliated because I didn't want to walk in and say hi to everyone and be visibly out of breath.
Oh yeah, no, that sucks. I think of that stuff all the time, and I think of just like the clothes fitting and just
going on a war, like,
you don't want to go out. Like, it makes you not want to do stuff.
My two least favorite things to do, and a lot of it I think is because my mom, like, I could pin this all on my mom because she like fucked up my whole childhood doing it. But being overweight and not being happy with yourself fucking magnifies this. I hate getting my picture taken. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being on camera.
Yeah.
I hate getting my photo taken because then it's just about looks. You can't be funny.
Yeah.
Verbally. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. So it's like a frozen moment.
A frozen moment of like, look at how gross you are.
Yeah.
And then I hate trying on clothes because it's always a letdown.
Yeah.
And acting is so much trying on clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And then like the wardrobe woman is just like, I don't know. It says it's a 40. And I'm like, I know. Well, sometimes they run to you. Really? Wow. I can't. These don't fit either, huh? And you're like, the shirt doesn't close. What do you mean it's tight in the arm? And like, they're upset with you, and you're like, trust me that I want to fucking kill myself.
Oh, right? Yeah, 100%.
It's like the most humiliating. And like, you just stand there and you're trying on. And if you're overweight, it's like also exercise to put on outfits. Like, like getting in and out of pants, I'm like, oh. That's, if you look around, I just have pants with the belt left in them, like everywhere.
Oh, yeah. There's like wardrobe from like birthday boys days that is now just like hard as a rock, that has a like pants that are hard as a rock that have belts in them. They're it's like digging up fossils. I have tons of shit like that. That's when I was fucking 80 pounds lighter than I am now or something.
I know.
And it's just, it's gone to, I mean, like, I feel like recently with like stuff of like being like, oh, my sex drive is gone.
And like, then you start to realize it's like, it's not just like, cause we are charismatic enough and people like generally like both of us.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I would say so. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
So it's easy to not get like super down. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
easy to go like, well, whatever, you know, I'm having fun. Everyone, you know, I'm getting laughs. I'm doing okay in life. And then you're like, wait a minute. But like my dick and my heart and stuff is shit that like, I can't like charm my way through, you know, like you can't be like, you can't just kind of be self-deprecating to your cardiovascular surgeon where you're like, yeah, well, I ate 1,000 wings this month, you know, and they're like, you're dying, you know. It's like one thing to do to like, ooh, can't believe I got winded shooting this stupid Funny or Die video, but let's try it again, you know.
I told you that I was doing a dance thing, and so I should look at some of the positives, and you should too, because I think that with you, I do think that you are, and I think you rely on this, you said beforehand, you said as much, but you are one of those bigger guys who is like, seems athletic,
like
how Farley was or something.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like I played sports and stuff, but I was never, I'm just like, I mean, when I was a young boy, I was like real thin. When I was like, up until I was in like fifth grade, I was like, somewhere around, but like elementary school, I was a very, very thin.
I had little teats from like fucking first grade on. I was just a little dumpling boy.
Oh, really? See, I was when I was young, I was like, the doctors were like trying to make me gain weight. I was like super thin.
It's the doctor's fault. And I still hate them.
But I was like a thin kid, and then like would get fat, then grow spurt and be like kind of normal but awkward.
Right.
And then that just kind of happened until there were no more growth spurts.
Right. That was like me. I got in such shape for freshman year of college. I also grew like 2 inches in between senior year of high school and freshman year of college and became a Jones Beach lifeguard. All this shit, got like in the best shape of my life, and then put on 10 pounds a year for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I put on like 200 pounds. I'll be like 405 by the time I'm 40. But like, yeah, and I rely on that because I know like when I start exercising, it comes back fast. But then it also is, and I was talking a little bit about this to Tammy, it's also a matter of like, but I used to be like a real good athlete, you know,
yeah.
And now I'm not.
Yeah.
And now I'll never, will I ever squat 400 pounds again? Do I need to squat 400 pounds?
You don't need to.
Right. But now that I know I won't, I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Go lift less weights than I used to? And see, that's like an insane attitude, right?
That's a funny wrinkle that I don't have that wrinkle. Right. I've always kind of like not been like, even when I was at like my peak shape at crew, like I was still wasn't that strong.
Right. But it is one of those things where you're like, you'll never be in the shape you were when you did crew because you were 19 and a NCAA athlete, which is like the best. Yeah. It's like as besides a pro athlete or like an Ironman, like that's when you're going to be. And then you could just use that as like, well, I'll never be in that shape again. Why bother doing anything?
It's crazy now because if I was in that shape again, I would have confidence now and I never had it then.
I could be in 1/10 the shape I used to be. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, I wish I was in the shape I was in 3 years ago when I was fat, but I went to the gym at least. You know, when I was moving. Now I don't know what, yeah.
I'll see pictures of me from like, yeah, like 7 years ago or 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And I was like, man, I was like, I can't believe that I was that much thinner than I believe it. I hated myself.
And
then.
I thought I would look in the mirror and go like, you really need to lose weight. And then yeah. I look at those photos. This is like a harsh reality of life. Like,
yeah.
You look at yourself in the mirror, you say, oh my God, I can't believe I look like this.
Yeah.
3 years later, you're like, I would kill to look like I looked like.
It's fucked up. Out.
It's so fucked up. But it's like, that's what we chase, right? We chase youth. We chase health. We chase like virility.
Yeah, but who? I mean, like,
but no one would be you. You can't possibly be happy if you constantly think like I used to be in better shape, right?
Yeah, no, you can't. Now I am like, I'm gonna do something about it. You're gonna do something about it. I'm.
This is pretty much what we're putting it. This is our version of putting it on paper. We are also both of us, and we're dancing around it. We're lazy.
We are like, yeah.
I'm
lazier than you are.
Yeah, but you're not.
In some ways, I am. And
I can be not lazy, but I can't direct my energy correctly. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, that's one of the things I'm going to work on in the new year. And this is like so maybe a little too esoteric to try to explain. But like, I may have said this on the podcast before. Forgive me, but like, I need to think about the future and not just 5 years from now, Gabrus. I need to think about like 48 hours from today.
Uh-huh.
What are the choices I can make that, because I often just make the decision that requires 1 minute of thought in front of me. I mean, you were with me on tour. I would get high and then eat like a ton of barbecue and then we would have a show in like 3 hours and I'd be like, I feel insane. I feel dead inside and I know that I'm going to fuck myself up and I know tomorrow morning I'm going to be shitting like a demon when I drink 2 handles of bourbon. I'm going to be shitting like a demon the next day and I do it to myself even though I know we have a 3-hour car ride and it's only because I can't think outside of minutes away. You know what I mean?
I was impressed and this is a bad thing because I liked it. I liked and was impressed by how much you could eat and drink.
I pride myself on that.
And I feel like, because I was like, back when I was 22 or something, I was like, oh, I would like to, I'm hiccuping as I say this. I was like, oh man, I would love to have gone like toe to toe with you when I was like 22.
Oh yeah.
Because I just.
We would have been like the rival, it would have been like Ogre and Booger.
Because I would just chug booze and I loved booze and I loved food. I don't think I could ever eat as, you are impressive with how much you can eat and I think it's a talent. I think it really it's cool is. In some yeah. ways. I think that you could lose 100 pounds and still do that.
I could lose 75 pounds and still do the chicken nugget power hour.
Of course. I
think that's what I need to wrap my head around is I indulge nonstop.
Yeah.
I need to choose my indulgences.
Yeah.
Like, you hear, and we're friends with all these guys, so, but like Stanger and Eugene, they were just on them on their holiday episode. They were saying like, look, you're going to go home from the holidays. You're going to get nasty. You're not going to exercise as much. You're going to do whatever. You're going to eat whatever. You're going home to Quincy for a while.
Oh, yeah. It's
going
to be bad.
Something they said that really stuck with me was like, just go crazy on one meal a day out of three. You're going home. You know you're going to have a crazy-ass dinner that night. Oh, we're going to Woo's restaurant or in Ipswich. Or we're,
That's perfect. You know.
Yeah, we're going to get Double D's. We're going to get Dunkin' in the morning. So maybe for lunch and dinner, I'll chill out. But in breakfast, I'll have the croissant, which the donut, and the giant horchata iced coffee or whatever.
You're talking East Coast where a bagel for breakfast is still considered like a decent.
I would eat like a
breakfast.
Bagel for breakfast, a deli sandwich for lunch, and then like Gino's pizza for dinner. Like I did that like 2 days in a row last
that
time I was
like, yeah, that feels that's like a Long Island light day,
right? And that's like you're going home, so you want to try all your favorites. And when they said that, I was like, that. And then like Weiger talks about this a little bit on Doughboys that he kind of like has gotten that all his other meals outside of the Doughboys meals are healthy or healthy adjacent, so that Doughboys is his indulgences.
We went to New York and he had a salad from the hotel and I was mad at him. I was like legit mad at him.
And that's another thing that we're not talking about too, is that there's this weird like I'm mad when people around me make the right choices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, and I'm like, dude, come on, have another few beers with me. And they're like, I really shouldn't. And I'm like, this is bullshit. And then in my head, I'm like, what does this look like to them? They're like looking at a friend who needs to quit and is like, come on, you're not going to get a burger with me, you know? And it's like, oh my God, what do I look like to them? Right? Is that such a concern of yours?
It is a concern of mine with food, but I'm more secretive with my food here. But with drinking, I am so sad that I want to join you with drinking, but because I have fatty liver and like the place I've gotten, I can't even do it anymore. So
you know,
like,
says the guy who the last time I ran into him at a bar, we bought me a shot.
Oh yeah,
this was 4 days ago.
4 days ago. I mean, I'm saying I still do it, but like that is like a thing that kind of bums me out because like I would used to like to go out and have a few drinks,
right,
and just have a few drinks. And now I can barely, like that night, I was like depressed and my body was dying because I have fatty liver and I don't think that I can just handle booze much anymore.
No, you can't.
And it's
you got to be careful, dude. Like the liver is the shit that when that shuts down, like you're kind of fucked. Yeah.
It's bad right now where I'm like, I need to get things right for that so that I can go out and have a beer or a cider or two, maybe even three. But like I'm like,
that's the rare occurrence, rather than three being the norm and a real binge.
But it's, honestly, drinking is bad for me because I'll do it like honestly, I'll only just do it once a week. But it sets me mentally on a bad course, and it sets me just diet wise. I'll just eat shitty that
night. The second
night,
I'm start
the next
drinking,
day,
even more so than pot, and I smoke a lot of dope. When I start drinking, I'm like, what am I going to eat later? Like, that's all I care about is drunken eating.
That's what in college, I remember, like, at the end of the bar nights, I'd see, like, guys and girls would be going home together. I'm like, what fucking sandwich am I going to get me? And, like, my
Most college dudes either fuck or fight at the end of the night. That's, like, the impulse is if you're, like, a fucking testosterone head. It's fuck or fight. Instead, it's like I'm hammering a ranch pizza, chicken bacon ranch from Marina's to the Dome at Lower West Cedar.
That was every single Friday or Saturday night. Like, I would just be like, what am I going to fuck? And I would go, and sometimes it would just end up being me alone getting like a calzone
then,
or something.
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to just get one thing. Like, what am I going to get? A slice? Nah, dude, I'll get two slices of calzone. I won't eat all of it. And then you just eat all of it. And then you're like, oh shit, we had leftover ice cream in the fridge, and you like in a freezer, and you eat some ice cream, and then you're like, now I can go to bed. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I'm so hungover. I need a bacon, egg, and cheese and a fucking two Gatorades. And then you've had like 2,800 calories in with only
like
sleeping in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Those days are kind of over. But like, if I do drink now, my issue now is that I just am addicted to bad food. I love bad food.
You gain so much enjoyment out of bad food.
I really
do.
And
a guy said to Tiffany the other day, I said to her, and this was when I knew I had to like do something. I said, can we order something fun tonight? And I was like, ooh, I'm trying to not say unhealthy.
Yeah.
But I don't want like something healthy, which is what she's going to offer up to order.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
That's that has been, which is fucked up because I'm like, I wish I could go out like the old days and drink. And I'm like, my fatty liver doesn't, like, maybe it does a little bit come from drinking too
much.
But
it's a lot of food.
But it's a lot of the fast food and fried food that I eat.
And now you have built a, like, you have a little bit of a career going based around
eating fast food.
So, like, you almost, like, need to eliminate the other stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what worked for me, which I think could help you a lot, too, is, like, you don't eat breakfast, though, right?
I eventually eat when you wake up. I usually eat lunch and then dinner. I like today. I didn't eat breakfast, and I'm going to the trainer. Like, dumb. I should be eating like something so I don't like pass out.
Right, because I think another part of that too is then by the end of the day you're like fucking ravenous because you haven't had anything. You know what I mean?
Have I been too sincere? Should I be more jokey? I feel like this entire time I've been too.
No, this episode we said
we're being sincere.
It's supposed to be sincere. It's supposed to be sort of depressing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good.
But I think this is just so other people. The main reason I want to do this is so A, you and I could talk about it, and the best way to get you to commit to something is to record it in some capacity, and me too. And then part of it is like I just want people to know what we're going through, and if you're 25 and overweight, like start taking some steps now.
Yeah, you got to take steps
because it only gets harder.
And it is funny because I'm like, honestly, I even feel like once you hit that turn of 30, you can just lose it so fast.
You can get like stuck in your ways in a positive way where you're like, I'm happy doing this. And then you start like the 20s were just on your side. Like I'll eat like this. And my body just being young and virile will help me out here.
Yeah.
And then your body starts being like, I can't back you up on this anymore. And you're still like, don't adjust your behavior accordingly.
Yeah. My body is checked out now and I need to, the basic functions, sleeping and shitting and fucking.
Right, yeah.
I need
the
to-
three things I love most in life. But it's true. And it's like those are things you can't have go wrong.
Yes, I need those functions to work. I need to be able to enjoy myself and have like a healthy, like I can't be like dreading all of those things or like having things not work. Like even now, just normal things of like, when I piss or something, I'm like, does that smell weird? Is that weird? Like, there's just weird shit now.
Right, yeah.
Where I'm like,
you're like sitting on the toilet and you're like, I'm not getting out of here anytime soon. And
100%.
And I'm like, feel like I'm fucking, my shoulder hurts from wiping. Like, I'm not in the shit, you know? Or like, you're like just in your car and your like belly is pressing into your belt a certain way. And you're like, this hurts.
If you go to a fucking diner, if you get into a booth.
Oh,
booths are the worst.
And you just feel it cutting you in half, and you're like,
I went on a date, and I was in a booth, and I want to be like, this was like probably a year ago. But like, I remember I was with a girl, and like I was just like, my stomach was like pushing into the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, does she know that I'm like stuck? And like, you could probably tell that like, my stomach is basically like above the table.
Right, because it starts slowly like pouring out over the top of the table.
It started grabbing, my stomach started grabbing at her food.
Yeah,
it
pulled the napkin holder in. Cuatro. Quaid.
But also,
your stomach is cuatro.
But doesn't that make, see, this is, it is funny.
It is funny.
I don't want
to. And it's because, and honestly, the fact that we can laugh at it, mm-hmm. I think is part of the reasons why we're not either A, super depressed, or B, in really have done something about it so far, to be honest. I think part of it is our ability to laugh about it and our ability to lean into it.
Yeah.
Lets us kind of think that, well, it's part of who I am because I've, you know?
Yeah.
And that's because there is that always that fear of like, and I don't think I have it anymore because I've logicked myself out of it. But like, I'm the big fat funny guy.
Yeah.
I can't just be the funny guy. Because
yeah.
Because then it's all, next thing you know, you're thinking about yourself as am I attractive? Rather than just like, I'm the big fat funny guy. I don't have to worry about being attractive.
Oh, I think that when I lost weight was the first thing where I was like, I think I fucking am ugly.
Right. Well, getting fat doesn't make you less ugly. Yeah, that's the thing. I feel the same way. I'm like, wait, I think I'm good looking, but I'm embarrassed about how fat I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, here's a good marker. Here's a good, a day when I, and this was over, this was a year ago. This was January. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done anything about it. I went to Sundance. Hell yeah. With the movie Little Hours. But the other male leads, two of them were Adam Pally and Dave Franco. Both mm-hmm. like, Adam Pally and Franco are both like healthy, smaller
yeah.
dudes who know how to dress, who are successful, who have money. So they have like, and they've had a good career. So they have like those advantages or whatever. But like, we're doing photo shoots for like Vanity Fair or something like that.
Oh God, yeah.
And I'm there, and like the women in the movie are all beautiful too. Obviously, it's like Molly Shannon, Aubrey Plaza, Lauren Weedman, Alison Brie. They're all beautiful. All the guys are good looking. And it's like, let's take a picture together. And I'm like in this picture, and I felt like such a fraud. Like they're in like clothes that their stylist packed for them to bring. Mm. I'm in like a fucking cowboy button down
yep.
with like fucking 42 waist jeans and like the only boots I have. These guys are wearing like a different jacket each day. Like, and so like fashion is one thing, and that happens with money and some fame. You get like, you know, yeah. But there was a moment when they were like, all right, can we get a picture with just the guys, Dave, Pally, and Gabrus? And I'm standing next to these two dudes trying to pose for photos. And like, they look good. They look comfortable. And I feel like a fucking freak. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt so gross. And I look in the pictures and I'm like a little paler. And my hair is not, it's like my hair is a little messy and not in like a cool way, in a way I don't even like the way it looks. I'm dressed like a fucking, I look like a fucking podium, and they look like, you know, and I'm so mad. And I'm like, that was January. And I was like, I came back. I was like, I got a little taste of success getting to go to Sundance. That was really fun. I got to turn my life around. And then it's been exactly, it's been 11 and a half months and I have gained weight.
Oh, yeah, no.
And grown out of some of those clothes I was wearing at Sundance.
I've always experienced the same thing with love. And I went to like Vulture Fest, and it was the same exact thing where I was like, I'm fucking gross monster.
Right. Yeah.
Standing next to Gillian Jacobs. Like, I just look like shit. But I've always done that thing with myself where I've always made the joke where I'm like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, right. Always just belittling myself.
And it's oddly, you allow it to be like your justification in a way.
Oh yeah. And like for like multiple things besides just weight, like for everything in my life, I've used that, like, especially when I was younger, I at least like realized it later on or whatever. Yeah, like once I got into my mid twenties, I was like, oh, this is what you do. But like, it's a thing that has to change this year. And it's basically, for me, is mostly diet and cardio. I've been going to a trainer 3 days a week. We were going to go after this.
Right, but then I forgot I have like 11 podcasts that I got to record.
I was going to try to give you a hard time about it, but I also know what I have to do the same thing before I go out of town or whatever.
And, but also the real thing is too, I was kind of dreading going to your trainer, and then I realized I had Action Boys, and I was like relieved. I was relieved that I had a good excuse.
I think that you're a guy who's, if you came and did the stuff even that I, like, I feel like you're like a guy who just, you're in weird, I think you can be in good shape quickly, like
I think,
you said.
I think I can too, but I would be humiliated that I was unable to do what I thought, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't dropped down and tried to do push-ups in a few months.
You can do push-ups, though.
I can.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, I used to be able to do, like, 40 to 50 on yeah, that. And yeah. Now I'm like, no way I'm doing 8. My elbow just started hurting talking about push-ups. My arm was like, oh, please don't.
We do incline push-ups. We do push-ups on an incline. Yeah. And it's,
you do whatever you take. I just burped into the microphone. You do whatever it takes. And that's,
I told him you were coming today.
Oh shit.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. He was like, he was cool with it. But also I like this guy because he doesn't make you like he
doesn't shame you.
Yeah. He doesn't shame you. He's good. Yeah. And he won't like push you too hard where you can't like,
where he'll feel like you're in sports again.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, But yeah, sometimes I need to push myself too. Yeah. So
I need to get myself going a little bit and feel better about myself and start feeling like I'm able to move.
Yeah.
And then I'll drop into some of that. I'll come by in the new year and hit up Jason with you.
I think you would like him, but then also it's funny because I just gave in with, cause so I started going to him about a year ago. And the only thing, when I went home, my mom, who is super critical of me gaining weight, and she talks about it all the time, every time, like, and she just does it in her weird way of like, you know, you have to be healthy. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. Yeah.
And my mom is overweight and does the same stuff for me.
Yeah. She always, and it will just be like in her weird way of doing it. And what I know too, that I am like, I'm like, you don't have to fucking say anything. It drives me nuts.
Right, right, right.
But she was like, your top half looks good, is what she said last time I was home, because like my upper half, because of the trainer,
you have some muscular development.
There is a shape again to
it. Yeah, you have like your chest and arms are looking more like masculine.
Oh yeah,
like, at minimum,
they look
being
like
shaped more like a man rather than
exactly.
like a character.
I have some sort of shape, and then but my gut is huge, and it is such cardio and diet stuff,
honestly, if you think about it, if you just keep going with Jason and just shift your non-Doughboys meals to slightly better choices,
yeah,
you would like that's, and this is the bummer because it takes someone else to tell you this, because I'm telling you all the same shit you're telling me,
yeah.
But then you're telling me and I'm like, dude, all you have to do is like switch those two other meals that you have in the day to something healthy. Because say you have 3 to 4 Doughboys meals a week, which I think is probably more than you would actually. If you, some weeks it's 4, some weeks it's 1, some weeks it's 2. You know,
yeah.
Depending on how you guys get it done.
Exactly.
But if
yeah.
you left just those Doughboys meals as your like nasty meals, and then you took care of yourself on the other ones, and you know,
I know, but I love. I want to have one of those fun meals like you're talking about. I need to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I need to have fun even if it's like, but it's funny because I found what works for me. Like I can, if I go to the grocery store and I buy like Cajun turkey and Swiss. And,
yeah. You can eat that as like a roll up. And
I can eat that as a roll up. I even do those flatbread 100 calorie things.
Yeah.
And eat like that and have a salad and then have like a healthy dinner, like a salad, another salad for dinner.
Right.
And I can do that, and I actually don't even mind eating that stuff, but I just get fucking bored.
Yeah.
I get bored of doing it over and
over again. Here's what I'm trying to work on, because this is along the same lines, is I'm trying to get enjoyment out of eating. Now, this is an insane sentence, because especially if you know anything about me, trying to get enjoyment out of eating a salad. And I don't actually mean enjoying eating the salad, because I can't picture that happening, but I enjoy the way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I eat a salad for lunch and dinner comes around, then I'm like, I'm actually kind of full, but not in like a disgusting way, you know, where yeah. I'm like, I just feel so much better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, if I felt like this every day for like 6 weeks, I could really get stuff done and like, and both physically, emotionally, and like work wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Career wise.
I feel like, I hate to say it, but I think like you, I think that I feel like I have, like my test is to cut out carbs and sugars. Like I think I have to cut them. Because
that's what I learned a long time ago, is that something for me that I'll always have an issue with is portion control, because I love to eat a lot.
Yeah.
But if I just switch it to healthy foods, clean foods, and eat a lot, that's a huge improvement. Maybe that's my first step, is like, eat a lot of chicken and vegetables, eat a lot of steak and sweet potato. And then like eventually get that down to the normal amounts. But the fact that I'm not eating a lot of street meat or a lot of pizza or a lot of El Pastor quesadillas from Cactus.
Yes.
It's like one of my favorite things in the
world.
I had
that within this last week.
I haven't
had it in a while, but I went and I got,
we talked about Cactus a lot on the road trip too, because I love that fucking place.
Al Pastor, which I in some way I came through me.
Yeah, because you told our friend Justin Tyler about Cactus. It became his favorite taco place. And then when him and I visited LA, it became my favorite taco place. And then I moved here and I was able to get it
this
any drive home from the Arclight.
the dark seed I planted.
You planted.
And you know that they turned it into, it's turning into a
brick and mortar. Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
that's
man.
Great.
Fuck.
I know, it's great. Well, because then now there's no
this
more
is,
like.
Is this podcast going to end with you and I going to just eat cactus?
No, you have to go to your trainer after this, and I have to record Action Boys to make my fucking $400 a month or whatever. Blow my. And that's the thing. And the other thing I allow, this is saying this now just made me realize, the other thing I allow myself to do too is like, well, I'm super busy this week with podcasting stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's, and then you like, you look at your calendar on Sunday night, or you just know what you have coming up, and you're like, this is a crazy week. This isn't going to be the week I really start exercising.
Oh, yeah.
And then you like are home for like 3 hour blocks five times. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you're like, oh, I'm less busy than I thought I was. If I really wanted to exercise, I could have walked 2 miles every morning easily. At minimum.
Yeah. I put an exercise bike in my living room.
Oh, right. You got that recumbent bike.
I got that recumbent bike, and I don't fucking use it. I knew, I was like, I really thought I was going to use it. Here's the thing that I found out. I actually do like using the elliptical. I know that it's not a great, but I'm like.
It's no different than a recumbent bike. Honestly, my thing is, if it doesn't physically hurt you, like these weird cardio machines, because I'm all about like, why run on a treadmill when you can run outside, especially now that we live in LA?
Yeah.
Why walk when you go? But I understand some people like want to be in front of the TV and exercise. Like, I get that.
Whatever
works for you. If you think an elliptical will make you move, sell your recumbent bike and put an elliptical in your living room. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you might as well. Fuck it. The recumbent bike's either going to be a waste of money or a major waste of money. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're not actually going to use it.
Ellipticals are just so fucking big. But I.
Totally. But then you have to lose a couch or something. And that's, if that's the change you want to make. If you think you're really going to get on, because the thing I told you about this. I have a friend. I'll leave his name out of it just in case he doesn't want to be told. But like, he is a big dude too, and a stoner and a gamer. And he was so tired of being fat. He got an elliptical, put it in his living room. And he said, if I want to play video games, I have to play the first half hour from on the elliptical.
That's great.
And he would like play Titanfall 2, just fucking moving. And like, at least, you know what I mean? And like, you add just that half hour to your day. And again, for any listener who hears me giving Mike advice, knowing full well that my life is, you know, my I'm the mechanic who's like, you're going to want to put new tires on it, and my car is on fire behind me.
No, I know what you're saying, because when I go back home for the holidays, I actually do get on the treadmill. Like, I'll get on the treadmill and watch TV.
That's the move.
But it's so weird out here. I think that there's a side of it where it's just so unpredictable out here. And like you're saying,
work-wise.
Like work-wise, and like, it's like, oh, I got to record my podcast and shit. And you just like, you like, there's a lot
of mental
energy.
It's easy for you to have like two, and like, and this is, we're coming up on another issue I have, is like, I can have two-hour things to do in one day. Mm-hmm. And in my head, my whole day is toast.
Yeah.
And I'm stressed about it. And I'm like, I got to be there from 11 to 1, then that other place from 3 to 5. I have no time to exercise. It's like, well, you could exercise in the morning. You could certainly exercise at night. You could certainly maybe even squeeze in a mile walk in between. Or you can't exercise at all. Fine. But go to get a salad in between the two things you have. And instead, I'll be like, well, I'm in this neighborhood. I better get blank, you know?
You're 100%. The two-hour things, especially out here, just feel like a fucking day. Right, like, it feels
your
like
your whole day is fried.
Yeah,
you're like, well, I got to be in an audition at 11, and I'm supposed to meet so and so at 3 for coffee.
Yeah,
I can't do anything today. And if like, what? No. Yeah. And that's why for a while I was exercising with Billy Scafuri and Amir and some other buds at 8:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And that's hard, but when I would do it is when I felt great. And I think that's what I have to do in the new year, because then also, I'm back here, showered, everything, and it's 10 in the morning.
That's crazy.
And I think I need to do that, because then I can't fabricate issues. Because that's another thing I do too, is like, I'll go to the gym at 4, and then it'll be like 1 o'clock, and I'll be like, ooh, I want lunch. I better eat healthy. I got to go to the gym at 4. And then I'm like, but also, let me get a couple of quesadillas. Now I'm like, oh, now I can't really go to the gym. That would be, and I can.
And I need a nap now.
Yeah, and now I need a nap. And it's like, ooh, I really should like open up this final draft thing and like work on it. And then I'm just like playing video games, smoking weed, and like everything's done. And I'm like, so I think I need to wake up, do the exercise, and then be like, this is where my day is at. Cause once I exercise too, I eat healthier.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, me too. It all kind
of feel like you don't
want to
undo it. Yeah.
But that is the my internal clock is so bad when I'm going to bed around 2:30 or 3 every right. night. I can't go.
And part of it is because you have a hard time falling asleep because
because of it's a cycle. Yeah,
and you don't let yourself try to fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh no.
You don't lay down at midnight every night.
No.
I
should try that.
Yeah. Honestly, because I've just in the last 2 years switched from an average wake up time of 10 a.m. to an average wake up time of 8:30.
Damn.
And the only way to do it is to go to sleep earlier. And the only way to fall asleep earlier is to wake up earlier. You know what I mean? If you wake yourself up at 8 in the morning 3 times in a row,
yeah,
you'll start falling asleep by midnight 1 in the morning because you're like, I'm actually tired at the end of the day.
Coming to this podcast, I woke up
at 9:30. Yeah, we had a 10:30 appointment and I was just like texting Mitch at like 10:10 and I was like, I'll see you in the new year.
I feel like that was a struggle. You know what? But if I woke up at 9:30 every day, that would be a plus for me.
And that would be huge. Imagine you got up at 9:30. Imagine you switched your appointment with Jason to 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you were done for the day at noon every day.
It would be great. It would be fucking awesome. And it's just... And people probably hear this and they're like, what the fuck? I have a job. But also, we get it. You work, but also we'll work and we have to get up at 5 in the morning. It just happens.
We just don't have that many days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a different thing.
And that's the other thing, too, is you better get your sleep sorted out because if you do get a fucking full blown sitcom job where you got to work every day for 13 weeks in a row, you're driving to work at 5:30 a.m. every day.
That's true. That is true.
You got to be ready for it.
And then hopefully there's just enough money then that I'm like, I got to hire someone to make me a meal or something.
That's another thing I keep saying to myself. Well, eventually I'll get the fucking full-blown TV job.
Yeah.
It'll get me all the money I need to be able to not feel stressed about not working so I can get a personal trainer. I can exercise. I can get healthy food. I can drink bulletproof coffee. All the shit I tell myself. But then I think I might not get successful until I take care of myself and I'm able to do it. Because that's how I feel now. I feel like, wait a minute, what actually comes first?
Yeah, you might be right.
Right. And it might be the same for you. Who knows? There's only one way to try. Also, all that shit about I don't want to be the fat funny guy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want anyone to think I'm not the fat funny guy. Whatever, it's not working. I'm you know what I mean? I'm not doing that much work. I have a great career. I'm very happy with what I'm doing. But it's not like if I lost weight, I would I can't get much less successful. You know what I mean? I can't bottom out much harder. You know what I mean? I can't if I lost a bunch of weight and then I lost a podcast, it would be
the one show I've ever really besides Birthday Boys is Love is now over.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way too, where I'm like, maybe I won't work now for 7 years. Who knows what will happen?
And then it's maybe I need to Chris Pratt myself. I know we have a complicated relationship with him, but maybe that's
which you would have been mad about that too, by the way.
What, that he doesn't like fucking Taco Bell?
Well, that he was the fake fat guy when I met him when I was I was excited about for people that know, I was excited about the Doritos Loco Taco.
Who isn't?
And he was cool, dude. Yeah. And I was fuck you. Immediately, I want to kill you.
I want to kill you. And he's that's fine. I'm going to become a huge star.
And he
you're goodbye.
Bye. You don't remember me anymore.
Because you've gotten ripped and I've gotten only fatter.
I was going to say one last thing.
Yeah, please.
I did a video the other day where I danced. And and this is just another thing about getting older, but my bones are aching where I'm we got to do this.
Bouncing around on your knees at over 298 pounds or whatever.
You know what it is. Yeah.
I know what you have to be over 3 bills. I'm over 3 bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both carry our weight well. No one ever guesses that I'm 320 when they look at me. No one ever would.
I don't think that you're three. Think that you're, you said you were 280, I'd believe it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So why not just be 280 so I can deal with that lifestyle wise. That's the other thing is when I shot a movie where it's all right, just run across these and then down these stairs, you're chasing someone. And I did that, and they're all right, again. And all right, again. And I was walking back and I lean over. I'm I'm fucking gassed. I'm too fat to be an actor.
And our age isn't going to help us with that shit. I did this thing on Saturday, and then yesterday I couldn't walk, and now today I'm like walking like Frankenstein, which I look like anyways. Yeah. But like, I just am like, I can just feel it in my feet. My feet are fucking sore. My legs, I can just feel my bones.
I'm
just saying
to you, I'm going away to Europe over the holidays, and I know it's so much walking, and I'm like dread. I'm not in shape enough to go on vacation. Like, I just know I'm gonna be drinking like fucking a bunch of red wine in Paris, and then like eat like a bunch of food, and then I'm like, let's go walk and see sights, and I'll be like, oh, my fucking legs, I gotta take a shit, I gotta fucking shit in this tiny European toilet in this cafe.
It's gonna go into your asshole.
Right. I'm gonna fucking, and that's like so depressing. But hey, let's end on that. No, we have to get you out of here, get you to Jason.
I gotta go to Jason, but by the way, it's Friday the 13th. Jason is my trainer.
Oh, yeah, your trainer he's gonna chop your fucking arms off and get you down to 280 finally. Mitch, you are at B Days Boy.
At B Day Boys Mitch, yep.
Yeah, at B Day Boys Mitch on Twitter.
Change it up.
Yeah, if you're another fat guy out there or fat gal, or you're dealing with some of the same stuff we're talking about, hit us up on Twitter. We can get a chat going. This will probably come out the end of December, early January of this year, and we're gonna fucking turn it around.
So I feel like we gotta hold each other accountable, right? Like,
why don't you come back on in April?
All right.
Let's plan on you having you.
But I'm gonna have to be texting you and stuff and being like,
well, that, yeah, the listeners don't have to know about any more about our friendship.
Right, yeah.
But I think let's plan on coming back on here in April be prepared to be embarrassed if we haven't changed. If we haven't done better.
Maybe I'll set a goal for myself that I will weigh myself in April in this room, and if it's over 300, then so be it. I fucked up.
Let's do that.
All right.
And I will try to be under 300 pounds by April.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good goal.
Man, this is gonna suck. It might be great for both of us, but we gotta do it. Wouldn't it suck if it just sucks for one of us? One of us has the possibility to be very depressed.
I agree, and I have a full on. It could easily be both of us.
Yeah, that's true.
It could
true.
Easily be we weigh ourselves. I'm like, I didn't get a chance to really, because it's gonna. It'll be March, and I'll be like, oh, fuck, I didn't lose any weight yet this year. I haven't tried anything in January and February, but no, we're gonna do it.
April is good.
We have to weigh under 300 pounds.
All right. I'm going
to
be under.
By tax day, we have to weigh under 300 pounds.
I'm in. I can do that.
Like, that's not.
And that's not
hard.
A good goal. Yeah. Like,
that's not our. You know what? And that's another thing is like, you set the goal weight of 250. You got to lose 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Let's just be under 300 pounds. Step one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe around 280 or something would be good. All right.
Let's just say under 300 pounds by April 15th.
I agree with that. I will be. Yep.
And maybe you are 301 right now.
Yeah.
And if you are, I'm jealous, because then you only have to lose 2 pounds in 4.5 months. But we also know that it can be impossible. So let's try to drop. Let's get below 300 pounds by April 15th.
I like it.
Yeah. When this comes out, we'll tweet like a little promise so people could point to it.
All right. Yeah. If I'm over 300 pounds and I don't want to get on the scale.
Right.
That's good enough motivation.
So you have
alone.
To. Right.
Yeah.
You'll have to. And here's the other thing. If you're listening and you work in TV development, or you run a network or something, why don't you hire us to make a documentary about losing weight? Like, me, you, and Nicole Byer can have a fucking TV show on Discovery about people losing weight.
And something. We'll be funnier than the other people that they usually get.
Right. It'll be good.
Depressing
And
people.
You'll give us money to, I need any motivation I can to try to lose weight. Please give us a show that hires trainers and makes food for me. Well, Mitch, I appreciate you coming to the High and Mighty Studios.
Thank you for having me here.
You're going to go exercise, and I'm going to go eat some hard-boiled eggs. So,
oh, hey, that's healthy. Yeah.
Trying. Well, that was the other thing I was going to briefly mention was one thing I did for myself was pick a healthy breakfast and eat it for like 10 days in a row. And then I'll do like yogurt and nuts, or yogurt and berries for like 10 days. Then I'll switch to like just hard-boiled eggs for 10 days. And it's just like, get one meal that's easy and healthy out of the way. Check that every day I'm not eating like a fucking breakfast quesadilla every third day.
It'd be so easy for me to eat like a healthy yogurt every day.
It takes like no effort. Yeah. It takes like one day of foresight of shopping. And then you can start your day getting some like healthy calories and nutrition in every single day.
Yep.
And then that's like just one less decision to make about food a day too. That's what I found for me. It helped.
That's fucked up. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, we're all idiots. All right. As always, shitheads, thanks for listening. Rate me 5 stars. Roast me in the comments. Buy a shirt at gabrus.com/shirts. I got a new Long Island shirt up there. I think you guys are going to like it. Also, listen to Action Boys and Raised by TV. And of course, listen to Doughboys.
We got a couple more episodes with you coming out that are very, very funny.
I've had a blast on that. If you don't know what the Doughboys is, but you're listening to High and Mighty right now, at least start with listening to me on Doughboys with the Nugget Power Hour or the Austin Live app. And the show is the one podcast I've listened to every single episode of.
Isn't on Patreon.
I agree with your choice.
No other podcast do I listen to every single episode, even the people I don't know. So check out Doughboys. Check out all the other shit I mentioned. All right.
We're going to do it.
I got to start doing a plank. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.